This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. And good morning, my friends. 7 minutes after 9 o'clock on this Wednesday, December 7th, 2011. I'm Terry Toad, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. And here we are on another Wednesday morning talk show.
Yeah.
Good morning, young man.
Good morning. Heavy on the young.
I don't know what your actual age is, Ralph, but you're not very old.
No.
I can tell you that just by the way you act.
Yeah.
And carry on around here.
Yeah. Well, I'm old enough, so we'll just let go of that.
Today's program brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield, as always. And in studio, we have Rhonda Jergeny from Save You Tech in Litchfield. You know,
Hello.
It's Christmas time. Rhonda's going to bring us up to speed a little bit on computers and maybe what to ask about as far as if you're purchasing a computer. Maybe you have trouble with computers. Everybody has trouble with computers. Let's face
right.
It's just one of those things. We're going to talk with Rhonda about that. Matt Ferguson is in with us talking about the Christmas concert in Hillsboro. Matt, 10 years already?
10 years. Hard to believe.
Goodness gracious. Well, we'll come back to talk. First things first, though, we got to do a little business. Back to chat in 30 seconds.
Making final arrangements at the time of need is difficult for even the strongest of families. While we do everything we can to make things easier, there is a better way. At Plummer Funeral Home, we offer pre-arranged funeral planning, allowing you to make your wishes known in a quiet, dignified way. It gives you time to consider the different options and then create a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
Well, let's first go to Matt Ferguson. Matt, tell us a little bit about the Christmas concert, an annual event, and you tell me it's been 10 years now?
10 years, and it's always it's a great time. It's a time where we get together, sing a lot of Christmas songs. We have people from, you know, in the area, we have a lot of musically talented folks. And they come in, they donate their talents, they share in music. We have some great treats that the people of the church put together. We don't have a charge for the concert, but we take an offering for the orphanage down in Guadalupe, Mexico. We've been going down to the orphanage for 14 years. We've made 23 or 24 mission trips down there. These are working mission trips. We build, we repair. We've done 24 of those mission trips. And all the money that we raise at this event from the offering goes down to help the orphanage down in Guadalupe.
It's impressive when you have made that many trips in such a short time. And there's always a need, isn't there?
There's always always a need. This year, the big thing they're asking us to do is to lay the footings and the floor for the junior high school building. They've recently got permission to add junior high to the Christian school that's on site of the orphanage. And so now they need to build the building for the junior high classes. And Wade Fuller is a cement guy here in the area. He comes down every time there needs to be cement done. He comes down and supervises and runs the show. And it's a big pour. I mean, you can imagine a building 30 by 90 for the footings, the floor, and then also a 10-foot walkway all the way around it. So it's a huge pour, a lot of cement, done in 5 days. That what I just said, done in 5 days. So it's quite amazing when you see these guys working down there and getting this done. So it's a great event, great school. Guadalupe is on the border. It's, if you saw a 60 Minutes program on the border wars, the town that they were showing you is Guadalupe, where we go. And there's a security fence around the orphanage that we helped to build. Once you're on site, you really do feel perfectly safe. And we never have any concerns once we're there. Even now, though, the town itself is a lot better than it has been in recent years. They haven't had any violence for almost a year now in the town related to the drug war. But before that, for a few years, it was pretty tough down there.
We take so much for granted in this country.
We do. Just the security that we enjoy versus what's going on down in those kind of areas. But the kids are wonderful. A really safe place to be. If anybody wants to go and help out, we have all sorts of different things that we do besides the big cement pour. We always need people to help cook for us. We'll always have minor fix-it jobs, you know, painting, wiring, that gets done as well. But it's a great event. But Friday at 7, we'll have, I think, about 12 to 15 folks who are going to be there presenting music. We'll have some y'all sing kind of times. When you have a great big church full of people singing, is a great sound. And we'll sing some classic Christmas songs as well as y'all sing. And so it's great music, great time together. You can come, enjoy it. If you want to make a donation to the orphanage, it'd be fantastic. We could always use money, as you can imagine. That much cement is quite expensive to be able to put down. So any kind of donation would be helpful.
And that is this Friday?
this Friday, just a couple of days away. It's hard to believe that we're well into December now. This has kind of got me quick, you know, that, oh, my goodness. With Christmas falling on a Sunday, it almost, because you have Christmas Eve services on a Saturday night, it almost takes a weekend away of planning for things like this. So we're kind of short a weekend, really, for putting on an event. So it really jumped up and got us kind of quick. So I appreciate being able to come in and talk about it, because I got to get the news out about the event, because it's happening in just, 60 hours or something. You know?
Matt, you never have a shortage of volunteers to participate in this.
Yeah, this year we have folks. Jeff Hempkin and the Calvary Worship Team is going to be there. Natalie Fuller. Jeff's granddaughter, Autumn Hempkin, is going to come and sing. And, you know, Jeff's a very talented guy, so this will be the first time for Autumn. I don't know her age. She's an elementary age girl. She'll be there. C.J. Dias is a fantastic guy. Jerry Dowding, come with his flutes and do that. Michelle Thompson, Autumn Smith, Jason McElroy. That's an interesting story. I was eating at E52 in Litchfield, and I sat down to eat at, went over after church, and we just wanted to try it out. And there was a guy playing live music, which is really a neat thing. And he plays live music every Sunday from noon to 2. And I just went up and asked him. I said, hey, you know, he even played a couple of Christian tunes. And I said, this is what goes on. Would you be willing to play? And he said, yeah, he grew up in Litchfield, lived in Springfield, and has just recently moved back to Litchfield. And so I just kind of caught him off the fly, and he's going to come. I'm kind of excited about that. He's very good. Mitch Schrock and Kelly Carringer from Greenville College, senior music majors, Catherine Hobson, Kim Matthews, Becca Bruce, and some of the high school jazz performers. So a lot of good music. It'd be a lot of fun. A good way to get into the time of season, the Christmas season we're in, hearing these kind of songs being sung.
And, of course, in the past, we've had Sandy Lighthizer's been there, Brenda Oldley.
Oh, yeah. All sorts of people. Lisa Sullivan.
Great
talent.
We
have a lot of
Lisa Sullivan.
Ralph, every year, he wants to sing, but we promise people we won't let Ralph sing.
No.
We won't let...
He said I could get up there and sing if I'd let him put a sack over my head and I kept my mouth shut. So, and those two things are, you know...
So we'll
imagine,
promise Ralph
imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
We will. Yeah.
Matt, and this is going to be what time and where again?
7 o'clock this Friday at the Hillsboro Presbyterian Church, where we always like to joke, where highways 16 and 127 wrap around our building.
And they
wrap around our building.
That's right. That's right. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about computers. And Rhonda, good morning.
Good morning.
Always glad to have you in studio here. And electronics still continues to lead the nation in retailing, especially this time of year.
Yes.
For the first time buyer of a computer who wants to get a family PC, what do they need to keep in mind when they go looking?
Well, it depends. If they are a family that's on the move, a laptop or a tablet would be good for them. If they're a family that likes to sit down at a desk and work on a computer, a desktop would be the best for them. I did some research this morning and noticed tablets and laptops, they're very similar. Tablets do not normally have a keyboard. Laptops, you can get a 10-inch tablet, you can get a 10-inch laptop. The 10-inch netbooks have a keyboard, very small for the people that have bigger hands, but they do work, and they work great just to surf the internet, check email. Now, if you're wanting to download pictures, music, things like that, I would highly suggest on going on a regular-sized laptop or a desktop.
Simply because of the amount of space it's going to take up.
Space on the hard drive, things like that. And everybody seems to be really into the laptops now because everybody's on the move. You want to take something somewhere, you want to go and do something, you have the laptop. You can take the laptop at home, sit it on your lap or whatever. The number one things that come into our office with a problem with the laptop can be a fried motherboard. People put it on their lap with a pillow under it or with a blanket, or kids at college set it on their bed. The laptop can't breathe if it's around anything that's closed all the air holes, and that will fry the motherboard. So that's one thing to look at. If you are going to be using a laptop, please, it is a piece of electronic that you've got to be gentle with. It does happen to laptop screens accidentally do break. You throw something, whatever, you toss it, the screen does break. That does happen quite often.
Mm-hmm.
Laptops are kind of fragile compared to the desktop.
Sure.
I would highly recommend if you have children under the age of 10, probably a desktop would be better than a laptop because it can't move as easily.
Well, if you have a bad temper.
Yes. Now, Rhonda, SaveUtech, you've got the devices that have the little fan on it to keep the air circulating underneath the laptops.
You can buy a little cooling table to put under it. We even recommend just setting it on a table, let it air out, things like that. That is the best thing really to do for your laptop.
And a lot of people don't understand that when electronics overheat or get extremely cold, the two extremes there, they tend to fail.
And the other thing, if they overheat from not getting any air, also dirt. A lot of dirt can get into especially a desktop computer. We now are selling air filtration products, which is a little filter that you can put on your computer, you can put on your laptop, you can put it on your desktop, and it will stop the dust from going in. And that will really help your computer run later on, especially if you live in a dusty environment, if you have pets in your house, best thing to do, get this filter that we sell. I can install it for you and show you what to do. The filter also works for gaming systems, also works for refrigerators. So if you want to do any of this for anything in your house.
Refrigerators?
Refrigerators.
Really?
Yes, you can put it on where the air intake fan goes in and just block that. You got to make sure that you do check the filter so that way it doesn't completely get blocked, but it will help your refrigerator too.
Are they washable filters?
No, they are not washable. You can like vacuum them off one or two times if they get too dirty, but it's real easy just to peel them off and just peel a new one right back on.
Now that we're into the Christmas season, usually computers as well as anything else come out with something that says, oh, I got to have one of them. Is there anything new or exciting?
The new thing, I think, is the Kindle Fire. That is one that's really kind of hip right now, is between the Kindle Fire and the Nook. Kindle Fire is made by Amazon. The Nook is made by Barnes & Noble. They're all Wi-Fi. You can do pretty much anything on Wi-Fi with both of them. The Kindle Fire.
For the people who don't understand Wi-Fi, it maybe are explain you what
can,
that is.
Wi-Fi is wireless internet. You can get on and surf the internet anywhere that has internet capabilities. You can get on and surf wherever you want. The Kindle Fire, pretty much you can download the books from Amazon. You can download movies, music, any of that stuff. The Nook is more from Barnes & Noble. A little more restricted from what I've understood. But I think it's going to be a really hot item that everybody's going to want to check out this year.
And I think just the size of the two devices are very conducive to carrying around and being very, very portable.
Yes. They're more of a 7-inch size, which is a lot easier to stick into your purse or maybe a large coat pocket compared to a laptop or even an iPad. A little bit smaller. Smartphones, of course, those are hot items too. But with everything, you've got to make sure you've got to have some type of virus protection, especially with your desktops, laptops. Got to have a virus protection or it's going to start running slow or it will crash. There are apps out there that you can go and download virus protection for your smartphone and also for your Nook if you feel, or Kindle Fire.
And what's really sad is that there are people out there who are dedicated to disrupting computer use with creating the creation of viruses.
Yes.
In other words, programs that invade your computer and basically destroy the software.
Yes. New viruses that are out right now, Windows 7 Internet Security 2012, Vista Internet Security 2012, and also XP Internet Security 2012. People think it's an operating system because it's showing their operating system. It's not. It's a very, very bad virus that will remove all of your icons. It will hide all your icons. You can't find your icons. It gets really nasty into the computer. If you get that up on your computer, please give us a call. Do not use your computer anymore. Turn it off and bring it in.
Immediately take it in.
Immediately. And the longer you wait, the harder it gets into the computer.
Because it keeps expanding inside your computer.
It expands to different parts of the hard drive, registry, everywhere. And it's really hard to get out.
Very sort of an electronic cancer.
Yes. And also, it's a very good way of getting hacked. Your email addresses, your personal information, because everybody's got personal information on their computers now, even on their phones and stuff like that. Everybody's got everybody's phone numbers, children's pictures, stuff like that. You don't want to lose any of that.
Is security with these electronic devices one of the big things that we need to be concerned about?
Personally, yes, I think so. What I read on the internet this morning, they're saying that the best thing to do if you have a phone, a smartphone, make sure you get an app on it. download any type of virus protection. There is, it's called Lookout, and there's also AVG, if you go to both of their websites. AVG Modelization has where you can just download an app for your phone. That way, your personal information is not gone. Also on both of these, if you lose your phone or you misplace your phone, it has a little spot where you just log onto the internet and it will automatically find your phone for you. It will track it for you. So that is a positive because, you know, a lot of people misplace their phone or it falls out of their pocket or whatever. That is a positive thing to have with your phone right now.
And I guess at this point, most every child has a cell phone, or a lot, most of
a
them.
A lot
anyway.
Of children have cell phones.
And obviously, you want to keep them protected.
You want to keep them protected. And if you have this Outlook or the AVG on there and they misplace it, say out in the woods, at school, at a friend's house, you can find it. It gives you the direct location through a GPS.
So if Ralph's wife put that on Ralph's cell phone, she could always tell where Ralph is.
Bad idea.
Yes, yeah. Actually, yeah. She could. GPS where you're at.
Bad idea. Sorry you come up with that, Matt. But, you know, it's interesting because, like anything else, you build a better security and the hacker will build a better system
right.
to get into that thing. So it's just an ongoing war
it's
between...
It's an ongoing, but the best thing to do to make sure to keep away from viruses, make sure your updates are current. Your virus protection update is current. Your Adobe is current. Your Java is current. Because they're writing viruses. They might have written them 3 weeks ago. If you had that current update, you're not going to get that virus as quickly.
Now, are there some protection packages that update automatically simply because you've...
Almost every virus protection will update. As long as you have your computer on, it will update whenever you turn it on or what you have the time set for it.
So there are good things about
yes.
getting this particular
yes.
antiviral protection. So.
And if you bring a computer into us, it usually takes 2 to 3 days because we run now 6 scans on a computer because every virus scan that we run finds something different in every computer.
I was going to get to that point that your job probably detecting scans or detecting this viral activity has mm-hmm. probably been made a lot harder.
It has been because it gets really, really sneaky on where these are and how to remove them and make sure that they're not embedded somewhere and come back, say, in a month or two. But thank goodness there's Google out there that helps you out. And it's a challenge, but I'd like to make a challenge. I like the challenge.
And unfortunately, we are and continue to be a very careless society
yes.
in how we handle private information, like
right.
your social security number, your
right.
phone number, things that hackers can grab and use. You know, we're just extremely careless with this.
And there's Facebook, where so many people put out so much personal information. I just
yes.
question the sanity of that sometimes. Not dissing Facebook. It has its uses, but
right.
wow, the amount of information sometimes that's available.
The amount of information that gets out on your personal things out on the internet is really scary. I would highly recommend that you really kind of watch what you put out. Don't put your social security number out. If something pops up on your computer and wants a credit card number, do not do that. Because if it's wanting your credit card number that you did not go to that website, it's a virus and you will get your computer, your credit card hacked.
Rhonda, when we go to a particular website, the computer keeps track of where you go,
right.
what you're looking for. And this information is funneled, and this may freak some people out, but it's funneled to companies who then find out your interests and then can bring various advertisements, various
right.
other things to pop up when you get on the computer the next time.
Right, right. And that is just something that you really need to watch. You need to make sure that you're on a security-safe website. The best thing to do is make sure your virus protection is current because that virus protection is going to protect you.
I was we were in Springfield a while back, and I was at Menards. And some lady had made a purchase back in the lumber department, and she went off and left her keys there. She had her car keys. She had her house key. She had more information on that keychain than anybody needed to know about anybody. And the guy laughing at her said, I could sit down here and look at this 5 minutes and know all I need to know about that woman. And, you know, I think sometimes we get a little too careless with that. We
mm-hmm.
put too much stuff on that key ring.
Yes. There's not a whole lot of privacy anymore.
No.
And I'm a rather private person, to be mm-hmm. honest with you. And I have trouble sharing information that I think is not really pertinent to
right.
events or anything that I get involved in.
I mean, you put in your birth date. If you have a person's full name and your birth date, they're going to get everything they can off of you from the internet.
Rhonda, what? And we just have a few minutes left. What sort of specials do you have at Save Your Tech here?
Right now, come in. I'll personally order a computer for you. I will sit down with you, see what kind of computer, what you do on the internet. If you just surf the internet and check email, I'll get you a computer just for that. If you like to download pictures, play games, I'll get you a computer just for that. I want to make sure that you get a computer that you personally need, that you don't get all the bells and whistles that you don't really need. I'll give you what you need.
This is interesting because way back when computers first starting to become mainstream, it was just the fact that you had a computer. And now right. you can tailor the computer style or,
right.
or to your specific need. That's amazing.
I mean, I can get you the laptop. I can get you a 13-inch, 14-inch, 15, 16, 18, 17-inch screens. I can get you any of that for the desktop. I can get you a regular size tower. I can get you a slim size tower. So you just give me a call. I'll help you out and get it ordered for you.
Best thing to do is ask questions.
Ask questions. And whenever you call and say you want a computer, I will be asking you lots of questions. What do you do on the computer? What is your thing? What do you do? What's your family do?
And as always, we want to remind folks that there are a lot of people that sell stuff out there, but a lot of people who don't know what they're selling.
Right.
So it's always best to go to somebody who knows what they're selling and can tell you the workings of it, like Rhonda.
give me a call. Yeah. I will help you out. If there's anything that you don't know what you are looking for, there's a lot of people that, I need a new computer, but I don't know what I need. Come in.
There's just so many choices. That's the difficult part.
Yes.
There's so many choices now that unless you talk to somebody, you really don't know what you need.
Right. I mean, you go to Walmart or Best Buy and you see RAM and you see hard drive and you see operating system. Nobody quite understands. And the thing between the Apple and the Windows systems, Apple is a lot different than Windows. So if you feel like you want to get an Apple, great, but you're going to have to, it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be wanting to work something out. If you want to stick with Windows, stick with Windows.
Yeah, Apple's a whole different ball of wax.
It's a whole different ball game there.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And besides, you have to buy all different programs if you buy Apple. If you have Windows and you already had the Windows programs, most likely they would work for
and
you.
And some of those programs don't interchange. I mean, you can buy programs that can simulate Windows, but some they just don't work.
They just don't work.
Yeah, so Rhonda, thank you very much.
Thank you.
What are your hours of operation here for Christmas?
Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 9 to 1. We will be closed on December 23rd and 24th for the Christmas holidays, but give us a call. The sooner you come in, if you're looking for a computer, the sooner I can get it for you for Christmas.
New location, too.
New location, 226 North State Street in Litchfield, the former State and Rider building, or for the people that have been around for a long time, the old Sydney's building.
Sydney's, there you go. There you go. That's probably the best thing to say, the old
yes,
Sydney's
the
building.
Yes, the old Sydney's building. Come in and see me. I would be willing to help you out on any type of computer purchase you need.
And Matt Ferguson, very quickly, the concert coming up Friday night?
7 o'clock at the Hillsboro Presbyterian Church. Great time of music. And there'll be great snacks. The ladies always make some of those great Christmas snacks. So eat before you come so that you can just have as much snack as you want.
That sounds great.
Or just have snacks that night. Forget supper. Come and eat
on
all the snacks.
Super sugar high.
That's
after,
right.
After the sing-along.
That sounds great.
It's always a great show. The performers are just outstanding.
Yeah. They do a great job. Matt, thank you so much. Rhonda, thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Uncle Ralph, see you Saturday.
Yeah.
On Sports Insanity.
And we're going to talk a little bit of the history of the Blackburn Men's College.
They are celebrating basketball. The 100th anniversary of men's basketball at Blackburn, and we're going to have, I think, both head coaches, the women's and men's head coach. Tom Emery is going to be with us, and who knows who else may show up, but we're going to be talking about Blackburn College basketball and the history, and they've had some wonderful teams over the years, so it'll be
great.
A very interesting program. So that's coming up Saturday on FM 106 at 9:05. That's it for today's edition of the Talk Show on this Wednesday morning, brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home. For Ralph, for Rhonda, for Matt, I'm Terry. Thanks for tuning in. Stick around. The man, the myth, and the legend, Earl Sorrells, coming up next on AM 1540.